Well, the game was disappointing. Not only the result is another thing aside, but I didn't think we played a very intelligent game. I think it reflected in their first two goals. I thought they were off bad changes. I thought that, obviously the 5-minute major was costly, and one of our keys to the game was controlling that line of Ben and Sege. Weren't able to do that. I mean, they executed just firing bullets at us, and they were able to execute the plays and finish. So it was really disappointing from that standpoint, and it was a game that we chased. We got back in the game, I think, three times, and then three times they scored right after that, you know, within 5 minutes. So it was a tough homestand for us, no doubt.
Well, when you tied the game at 3-3, why did you put Anthony Pinso on this?
Why not? I mean, why? Because he can't play, or?
You jumbled the lines up there. I just wondered why that would be your response after tying the game.
Well, that line's been a good line. I've had no trouble with that line.
What do you think of what he did?
Well, I don't think you anytime you take a 5-minute major is never, you know, it's never a good situation. So I think that it put us in a tough situation. You know, especially they scored two goals in there, the difference in the game. Not sure if it was a difference. We chased the game back, but I mean, the two changes certainly didn't help us. That's not a way that you'd want to start the game, especially against that line. Twice.
What does that speak to, those two changes? Is it communication on the bench? Is it the net focus from the players?
Well, I think, I don't know, you'd have to ask the people that are involved in making the change. We practice changes. And specifically, when the puck doesn't get to the goal line, you can't change in practice. So why would you change in games? And it didn't. It got to three-quarter ice twice.
I think Wheeler was frustrated after the game. Do you see that anger in the rest of the guys that want him to win? Because it seems questionable.
Well, sure, but there's different ways of measuring whether players are angry. It's in your actions. That's where you have to see it. You're determining it. That he was vocally angry?
No, I just seemed upset for the second.
Well, sure. Some guys are upset and quiet. Does that mean they're less upset?
Well, I mean, translating on ice, then you see that. You see it comes in your action. Have you seen that from the majority of your guys? Or is this?
Yeah, I have no problem with that. If you're saying that, yeah, no, I have no problem with that.
Any update on Halaschuk at all?
Halaschuk has a situation we have to get checked out a little further, but he will not be a player. It's probably be out for a while.
How do you look at your team's progression in these three games in this homestand?
Well, I think you just need to look at the way we played and the results to answer that question. You can answer that yourself. I'll let you do that. Is that what you're asking? You know, I would say that we didn't accomplish what we set out to play in the homestand. For me, there was growth. For me, in this game, we took a step. We took a step back for sure, because I haven't seen us play this way in quite some time. Collectively, as a group, we didn't play very well. We didn't play very intelligent. And what is that? I don't know what that is. Is that fatigue? Mental fatigue? Sometimes it is. I don't know what it is. But I haven't seen us play this way, so, you know, we're going to regroup from this game. We're not going to get ourselves at an all-epic low, and we're going to try to keep a balance on things and then regroup and start again. That's what we're going to do, you know. Thanks.
Is Evander close?
Evander's close, yeah. Thanks.
Just a heads up, tomorrow there is no practice, so there's nothing to do.